Let me tell you a little bit about reverse speech. Some of you probably already know, but I'm going to go over for those first timers. God made our brains in two hemispheres, and God made consciousness in at least two directions, possibly even more that we just don't know about yet. So one direction shows up in our forward speech as our free will, each direction, where we are free to lie or tell the truth. And the other direction is our involuntary or unconscious direction that's similar to how we have other involuntary systems in our body that we don't have to think about, like our heart beating. So that is the side of our consciousness that God made that shows up in speech in the reverse direction. So we can only tell the truth from this side of our consciousness, in the reverse side, the involuntary side. So we don't have a choice on that side because it's unconscious. So it always tells the truth. We actually pick it up and can hear our reverse speech on a subtle level. And it's the reverse speech that makes things ring true or false to us based on how well we are tuned into it. So we start developing it at about 4 months of age, and we start learning it from our parents as an unconscious, involuntary, biological human system. And it always comments on our forward speech. Well, most of the time it does. Okay. So our reverse speech is from our subconscious. It comes from our subconscious, from our collective conscious, and from our higher consciousness that comes from the same hardwired for truth side of us as our dreams and our body language comes from. And I have a video here of reverse speech in children, and I'll just play a couple of those right now for y'all. There's going to be a little 4-month-old on there, and then so I might stop to talk about a couple of these. Okay, now here's a little 4-month-old baby, and he's going to say hello.
Whoa.
Did you hear him? He said it twice.
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy.
Wow, that's insane.
That is insane.
This is a 9-month-old child that's next. And so this little toddler is reaching for the tape recorder and says, "What's that?" in her reverse speech. Okay, so let's listen to that one.
Wow.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, that was forward and backward, back to back.
Yeah.
Okay, now this one.
You see the difference. Yeah.
This one is one of David Oates has twin girls that are all grown. Okay, so she reaches out to her father, David, for help in picking up a cup.
Yeah.
David,
wow.
Help me. Yep.
I literally have goosebumps. This is so bizarre.
It is.
Oh my gosh, that is so bizarre.
Right. So we had 4 months, 9 months, and 14 months.
Right. That's amazing. That's amazing.
And now I would like to skip ahead to this little girl is disabled, and she can only vocalize in her forward speech. She's not able to speak. But and this works for anyone who can vocalize in their forward speech. Like when David had me on his show one time, he did a show on Alzheimer's patients, and a lot of them, you know, are not able to talk anymore, but they're able to vocalize. And you just can't tell what they're saying, but their reversals are very clear. And this reversal is not real clear, but it is precious. This is a moving example of a handicapped child who has been nonverbal since birth. Mommy, love you.
Wow.
Okay, now this
man, yeah, that is just I'm just dumbfounded by the way
I'm speechless.
You can hear it backwards what they're really saying. That is fascinating.
We learn reverse speech first at about four months old, because that involuntary subconscious system, those all come in first. Okay. Now this one is pretty funny. He's got a dirty diaper, and his dad asked him, you know, get your diaper, come get your diaper changed or something like that. And he's like, help me out. So let's play this one.
Ben, I got a diaper for you.
A diaper?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's David.
That's amazing.
Okay, so that was reverse speech in children, and then this right here, we're gonna talk about this other weird stuff. I have a front row seat to this freak show that's been going on. I'm gonna talk a lot about that. So
no problem.
So the CIA has the theory of reverse speech in their reading room because they have studied it. They seem to be very intimidated by the truth coming from our reverse speech, and they harass many reverse speech professionals who are very good at pulling RS from our shared consciousness and interpreting it. So David goes over that in you know, books that he's written. You know, he, as soon as Dick Cheney became aware of reverse speech, David started getting harassed, and he actually, his office was set on fire, and he ended up moving back to Australia. So it was pretty bad. And then I believe that David Oates' son, David, and David is the man who discovered reverse speech over 30 years ago, and the man who started RS with David, named Greg Albrecht. I believe both of them were killed for this. Then in my family, we are actually on the globalist Stasi human intelligence exploitation and depopulation kill list. So we are hit with EMF. It just said our internet connection is unstable when I said that, by the way.
Really? Oh, wow.
That doesn't surprise me.
Okay, so we're hit with EMF weapons 24/7, 365. So it would be really great if we could get the correct information out to the world about reverse speech before that side of who we are, through our reverse speech, gets completely extinguished by the darkness dominating our planet currently. So if you guys could, supporting reverse speech is really important, especially at this time, because it's got a lot to say. So thank you so much for researching and posting about this side of us that, if most people knew about, could restore our planet to balance, to the balance that our creator had in mind for us. Our reverse speech is a direct check against secrecy and deception. And those are the very two things that darkness must have in order to thrive. So this is almost like a living Bible inside of us, is what I think of it as, because I equate truth with God. So anyway, thank you for helping to get this truth out to the world. And please do pray for RS personnel who are pulling it out and translating it to help bring us like all closer to the truth and to God. And I am currently a certified reverse speech analyst. And then our site is ourstillsmallvoice.com.
I just want to thank and welcome back to Beyond the Strange, Miss Tiffany Fontenot. Thank you so much again for being on the show tonight, Tiffany.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, are you kidding? It's a pleasure. And I'm so glad we were able to finally do this show tonight. We just, thank you.
You're so welcome. Well, yeah, it's hard because I'm disabled. I was a classroom teacher and I was disabled by these EMF weapons. It's non-consensual human experimentation is what we're looking at here, and depopulation at the same time. People making money off of killing people. It's a thing.